after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
Life of the Dust Live, your boy Steady J. Excuse me, your boy Steady J and your girl.
Nice production.
And T will be on here in a moment. But y'all, today is our ninth. Yes, you heard that as ninth anniversary episode of Life of the Dust Live. I think we deserve a hand for that. Some proper hand claps or needed. Thank you very much. Yes, 9 years, man. 9 years of doing this crazy behind radio show. It's crazy, man. Just sitting here, just taking it all in. That like every year, man. I'm appreciative for every year we've done and being able to have a medium that allows us to use our, you know, being able to use my voice and my great co-hosts to use their voice as well. And also the great guests we've had, callers, topics, prank calls, everything we've done in the show has definitely been just so dope to be a part of. And, you know, I'm just thankful for everyone that supported it along the way. So I'm going to give a hand clap to you guys as well. A hand clap out to the universe. But, you know, tonight's show, we don't have any guests. We have a lot of interviews coming up over the next month or two, so stay tuned for that. It'll be a lot of great episodes coming up. So today we are accepting callers. Do not, if you come in acting a fool, just know, y'all know how I do. I will make a fool out of you. So don't come in here acting crazy. You know, when I say crazy, y'all know what I mean. Like, I love people that like to call in and prank call and call us niggas and all that. Just know, I got something for that ass. You can come in. Yes, I want to kind of just reflect what I got you on too, Nate. Like, you've been a part of this. You've been a part of this journey for 2 years now, because you've been on this. Yeah, it'll be about 2 years. You've been you've been a co-host for about 2 years on the show, and so you kind of know firsthand how it is celebrating this journey. That being said, you know, I want to kind of start with you and kind of get your thoughts on being a part of, you know, not necessarily you have been here all 9 years, but you've been here, 2 years is a long time, so. You know, share some of your thoughts on just some of your journey that you had along the way, even from day one of being on the show to also some of the great memories you've had throughout it.
I think being a co-host is actually great. People get to see a different side of me besides just seeing my pictures on the internet. They actually get to interact with me, and they actually get to hear my voice and actually hear what I got to say and get a little personal with me on a little personal side, you know. So I think that's pretty cool. And getting to interact with different people, different models, different artists, you know, when we had the paralegal on, you know, getting her intake on how it is being a paralegal. So, you know, it's pretty amazing. You get to learn different things.
Yeah, that was ironic too, that we did have someone on that was doing that, because it did tie right into what you were actually doing on it. Which I, like, when I planned, when that woman reached out to me, that just go to show, that was not planned. That just all kind of is how things happen. So that made the show more interesting, because you had a different insight. I remember the episode beautifully. I mean, you had a different insight on some questions to ask, because you're actually studying in that field of law. So it was interesting watching you kind of go back and forth with it.
Yeah, I'm gonna graduate next year, so pretty exciting.
Yes, gotta give you some hand claps for that. And, you know, I'm going to pull the curtain back. So I don't think some people realize that, you know, that you do a whole lot. Like, that goes to the show, like, yes, you know, we do the show for about, you just do it for about an hour on each episode. But that hour, it takes so much energy to gear up for the hour. And Nay does a million things. Nay will come back. She'll travel out to Miami, come back, you know, she just got back Sunday, having to refresh her brain, and she'll show up on the Monday show ready to go. And I don't think people realize. And then you also school, like you said, you're out there at school doing that. You also have a job that you do outside of this. And then Marlon, list goes on. But you don't make an excuse. You find time to do it. And I don't think people realize that you do so much just before you even get to the show itself.
Yes, actually, being a co-host, being a model, being a college student, being a full-time employee at a hotel, it is a lot, because it's like you're working three full-time jobs. I just did a photo shoot on yesterday, had class today, so we actually sacrifice a lot by entertaining you all, which a lot of people don't understand. They think we're just doing it for fun. No, we actually take it quite serious.
Exactly. Well, I see T's in the building now as well. What's up, T?
Hey, y'all. Hey.
What's up? Now, T, she's been around for, man, you've been around for a while. Like, let's see, all together? T's been around for about two, three years. Not just on Life with the Dust Live, but before she came over here, you were actually involved with doing, you know, before we talk about your show, you were involved with Life at Dust Live at some point. I still remember you being the first time you came on here, you were interviewed on here, and then I remember you hitting me up, and you're like, oh, it was some models in your area that we had on the show, and you insisted that, oh, let me guest come on and guest co-host with you and do it. And that's interesting because now you actually are a co-host on here now, so it's funny to me. Like, kind of share some of your memories, even including doing your own show and going back to that, doing the co-host up to now.
Yeah. You know I bullied my way on your show. You ain't got to lie.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, go ahead and share some stories with us.
Being on the radio show, I lost friends, gained friends. Yeah, so I mean, you know, you just when you have things that people want, you know, they envy you, and you just lose friends. But, you know, I didn't let that stop me. I just kept doing what I wanted to do. And, you know, I went through co-host myself. Didn't work out. So. But, you know.
Yeah, I think, as a matter of fact, this is the longest iteration of co-hosts I've had. Like, because it's people who listen to the show for the longest that listen all the way from year one. It's people who like to keep count and go, oh yeah, man, you got new codes. And they like to keep little count. But we've been strong for 2 years, and, you know, all of us collectively 2 years, and that's not easy, especially in today's day and age where the media industry is fastly changing all the time. And the fact that we're not even all in the same city, because that's a lot of people don't realize. I don't think a lot of people realize that we're not in the same city when we're doing these shows. You know, I'm here in Fort Worth, Texas. A's up in Indianapolis, Indiana. And then T's in Richmond, Virginia. So we're all in these different areas, all bringing our collective energy together and still making it work. It's people that they have. So, you know, we don't necessarily get to have as much of that connection where people who are in the same city, you know, they'll be able to do stuff with each other more. But a lot of them clash and they don't, you know, their chemistry isn't as perfect. But yet, we're in different cities and we seem to make it work. So,
yeah, you know,
that's really hard for people to do. Yeah. I tried that too. Didn't work very well. the person made me be my co-host. I kid you not. I still go into that creek. Yes, not everything is peaches on this show, as y'all know. I still remember the person didn't even show up for the first show. The co-host. I was like, really? You begged to be on the show?
Well,
yeah,
the one I did wanted me to do everything. Come up with questions for me, come up with questions for her. So,
Right. And that's the thing, like I say, like with this show too, that we all bring a different energy to the show. We bring our own crazy personalities. Heck, there's been episodes that we've done where we don't agree. I mean, I know y'all remember that one time where y'all was driving me nuts, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna be quiet. I'm just gonna let them host the show. Because Nay was making me mad, boy. Nay was, she was really going in. Yeah, I was like, oh, forget it. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to be quiet and just gonna let them get it.
You're like, dang, what's that he got?
Yes, but you know what? But you know what? Sometimes, but that was a good thing, because you know what that did? That let people see that y'all can host the show. Because, you know, y'all know when I get on here, I talk a whole lot. But but that kind of worked in his favor. You know what, T, don't come for me. It worked in his favor that people get to see that y'all can easily, like, if I like didn't have a voice, y'all and I can still not go, like, all right, today, you know, I can barely talk. Y'all can literally host a show without me. So, hey, that was a good thing of showing that, because I think some people get that twisted. I'm like, nah. Like, there's been, like, times where I've had Nay completely produce the show and everything, and she got the guests. She went and got the music, all the photos that you have, and all that good stuff. Same with T, because T doing her own show. When T had her own show, T knew how I was. I pretty much made her go get everything. So she knows, they know first of hand. Like, they not just on here looking cute and asking cute questions. They actually do some behind the scenes work too. Like, they really are knowledgeable. And another thing I say, one thing I like about each of y'all is that y'all also had different experiences that y'all can bring to the table. Like, both of y'all are models. So y'all get to kind of connect with letting people who are aspiring models kind of learn through y'all as how it is to be a model. And, you know, I know this kind of like, no, and then through some of the questions y'all ask different people that's been on here, y'all able to kind of give different, you know, responses from different models of them seeing. And so that, T being a mom, because throughout the, you know, we've had different transition of when T, before T was a mom, and then we had the transition when she became a mom. So we've seen both spectrums. So y'all kind of growing up with T. Same with Nay. I mean, heck, I remember Nay. I still remember Nay. I'm trying to remember, like, what led, like, what was the conversation that led you to, that led us to talking to each other about you becoming a co-host, Nay?
I just remember that exactly. You didn't have one at the time, and I just wanted to let my fans see a different side of me, and I thought it would be a good idea for me to be a co-host and get other models' perspective, artists' perspective, you know, get a different view of the entertainment industry.
And, you know, I know some people say this stuff, y'all, and they say it's good for TV or radio or whatever. They just say it. But, man, I really love my co-host. Like, this is – not that I've hated other co-hosts, but I really love these co-hosts the most, because they genuinely are excited in of my presence and vice versa. Like, we all genuinely care about each other. And we get excited about watching each other win. It's not just it doesn't have to always be about every, like, if it involves us, then it's not worth paying attention to. We get excited about each other's accomplishments, and I love that, man. Like, You can't fabricate that kind of stuff, or you can't go in a lab and create that kind of chemistry. Like, I love them, man. I love y'all so much, man. And y'all know I tell y'all that a lot, and I'm gonna keep telling y'all because I mean it so much, and you know I wouldn't trade it for the world. So yes, you two are now. I want to go into this as well. And again, callers, we will be answering lines in a moment. So, you want to call in and you want to kind of say congratulations or share some memories you've had, you can call in 347-202-0389. Press 1, so I know that you want to speak. Because you don't press 1. You know, I won't be opening up y'all line and y'all screaming at me. Why you open up my line? You know, I don't need to hear all that. So,
make sure
y'all press 1. Well, that's how they be yelling at me. They be yelling at me hard. I open up them, I mean, open up somebody's line and they never had the line open. They be, this was something to be something like nagging. So I was like, nah, I feel like, don't be coming to me with a pitchfork telling me to open up your line. I don't want them problems. So one thing I want to talk about, like some of the things we've added throughout the time. Let's go to the first one we introduced to the show, Seduction 101. So now, not necessarily. You know, share some of your favorite seduction one-on-ones you've done throughout the show so far.
Like, as far as seduction 101, it's not always sexual. It's giving women advice, you know, telling females pretty much to know your worth, know what you stand for, know that you are a queen, and know that you deserve the world. And that's what I love about Seduction 101, is telling females the real, telling females what their friends not going to tell them, you know, because your friends, some friends like to sugarcoat stuff, and I'm going to just keep it real, you know. As far as modeling, I try to give modeling advice. Not everybody can be a model. Some models that's out here don't even need to, they just need to stop. And I'm not trying to say that to clash another woman's dream, but when it comes to modeling, you really got to put in that work. You got to be willing to make sacrifices, and you can't work with everybody. You can't work with a low-budget photographer, because the right photographer is going to get you noticed.
Exactly. You know what? It's funny you say that, because I just did a someone just did a blog interview on me, which I'll see coming out, dropping soon. I just did a blog interview on me about that exact thing, and they asked me a question. It was, what do I hate about the industry and what do I love about the industry? And I literally told them, I said, ironically, they're both kind of one and the same, just on different sides of the spectrum. And I was saying that I hate that, you know, because people always say, oh, so many people that want to be models, so many people that want to be, you know what, that's cool. You know, if you really want to do it, then I don't care about the number of people that's doing it, as long as we got a lot of serious people. But
you
got
to take it serious.
Yeah, you wasting time, you wasting the opportunity for somebody that really wants to take this serious. You know, when it comes to models, yeah, if you want to just take pictures, then just pay a photographer and say, hey, I want to take some nice pictures. Because everybody doesn't need to put the damn hashtag model next to their name.
And what I hate is, you know, it's some females that I'm cool with. You know, I want to say, like, we're friends, but, you know, we like associates. And I be wanting to tell them, like, if you fix your hair and you get a good makeup artist and you fix your wardrobe, you can go far with this modeling. But I don't want no female to think I'm hating on them, though. That's all. But it's some females, like, they got to do better with their hair. Your hair is everything when it comes to a photo shoot. Your makeup is everything when it comes to a photo shoot, because that lightning captures everything. It captures everything, then it make it harder on the photographer because they have to try to edit that.
Yeah.
You know,
and
like, wardrobe, too.
Come on, speak to them. Speak to them, man.
It's real talk, and I don't be want no female to think I'm hating on it, because I had to learn for myself, like, how my hair should be, how my makeup should be, how my wardrobe should be, your nails. They don't always have to be done, but they got to look neat. You don't want no chipped nail polish on your nails. Like, if they go be blank, let them be blank, but let them be clear or something. Don't have no chipped polish. Like, everything, people criticize everything, and you want to make sure that you're flawless. And when you're doing a photo shoot, you want to make sure everything is on point. You want to make sure that editing is on point. Yes, a lot of photographers that I'm cool with, but just because I'm cool with them don't mean I'm going to let them shoot me, because not all photographers are good photographers.
Yeah, you said it right. Because I'm telling you, man, like, this one person, it's so annoying. They refuse to apply any kind of makeup whatsoever, which I understand there are makeups that are not sensitive to, that does not hurt sensitive skin. So I want
to
hear all that.
Go to the MAC store and
need...
get your makeup done. They charge $60 to do your makeup at the MAC store. Come on now.
Get your makeup, because what I hate is when people come to me and they want me to edit their face, and I'm like, you couldn't go pay for a makeup artist? Like, I mean, if you're going to cut me and not have, or it's plenty of people who will do the makeup for TFP, which TFP, you know, that's a whole other can of worms I go into. But get the stuff done, because nothing's more annoying than if you just had done your makeup, we wouldn't be able to sit here spending all this time editing your face alone before we get to the other stuff, and then you want to wonder why it takes forever to get your edits done. So, yeah.
The better your makeup is, the less the photographer
got to
do it.
Less I got to do. Come on, talk to them. I just did two photo shoots today, and both of them had their makeup on fleek, so I had nothing to worry about. So, yes, perfect example. But, yeah, so I'm going to go to T. Guy. So, T. Saving was fairly new. She does something called Also Petite. And, share some of your memories of, which is funny because there's an underlining theme in a lot of them. Share some of your memories of Also Petite.
Well, you got the deadbeat face daddy. You got the wannabe like me girl. What's funny?
Because this one usually the big ideas on a lot of them. Oh, man.
I know. Yeah. But, you know, when y'all was talking about the photography or whatever, your friend wants to be a photographer now. But that is here. That's neither here nor there.
That is here or there. See, they were all so petty. She already turned on the heat. Y'all see how that happened.
Well, she said she booked and busy. I'm happy for her. That's basically where all my pettiness came from.
All I know is I got time for this sonic ice. Let's go. Let's go, Sonic Ice.
You know, it's crazy because I got a petty for y'all today. So,
go ahead, get your system.
So, you know your friend, you know she worked with that dude. I'm not going to say the names, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You probably know who I'm talking about. Yeah, so he wrote me and was like, I'm trying to submit for your magazine. I said, you know, it's a kids magazine, right? He's like, oh, yeah. He said, oh, I'm going to find some kids. No, because he was like, he said, who do you work with your magazine? I said, I own them. He said, oh, yeah, I know that. No, you didn't. Goodbye. Stop trying to get information for your friends. Goodbye.
You know, y'all know what to say on there on the show when people do that kind of stuff.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Exactly, because he only hit me up, like, if I post something good, and he'll just hit me up and, like, ask me questions about it. So, but I'll never hear from him again. So, yeah.
Well. Now. So, yeah, so. That's funny. That's funny. Well, thanks for the bone, the out of the blue, oh so petty second. Oh man! I mean, she just threw that one out there. She held that one in. She gave a weight to get it out there.
That's
but yeah. So.
So yeah.
So I'm. You know what's crazy? So this person will be calling to the show later. And well, they better call in because they got 27 minutes, so they want to call in. They better call in, and get on talk. Cause yeah, and we're doing it now. Y'all know how we like to talk. But
get your taco. Okay, I'm done.
What was that? What in the world?
Get your taco.
What was that? What in the world was that?
Random.
Yeah, I don't know what that was, Lord help her. But here's a couple. One of the top interviews we've had, and not just because it was a great interview, but it was also because it was the numbers in the interview were crazy, son. They were crazy, still crazy today. I'm just counting for 2018, because I had to go back and do some more looking for them. If I count this anniversary from the last anniversary, Tori Marie, she's actually the top interview that we had for this year so far, and that was a fun interview because I remember coming to the episode. She told me that she was going to be. She was going to be good. She was going to be a good girl. And she does not know. When you step in the show and you talk to Seti Jane, Nay Seduction, and T. Melina, being good is not an option.
I don't care what you guys say.
Being good is not an option. You can come on here and do it all you want to, but you're not going to be able to get away with all that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So we're doing good interviews. Can I do the bad one?
Oh, I knew you were going to do it. I'll have to be the bad guy. So you guys say I don't have to be the bad guy?
Yeah. No, I was going to do it. I don't even remember who the guest was, but it was like pulling teeth for her. She was like, I really don't kiss and tell. Okay.
Yeah.
That was the worst interview ever.
But that was even, you know what? Here's my thing about that part. It's one thing if they did not sit there and come out and say, you know, like all this stuff, the way they were coming into the show, Like if it was just that question, it would've been cool. But stuff that was like simple, they were boring as fuck. I was like, come on, really? You asked a simple question and they gave the same pat response every time. So I'm just like, you got to be kidding me! Like you asked her a question. Oh, so what's something the thing you have to do for fun and whatnot? And she was like, well, yeah, I really just like to work on my music. Come on, it was dry, and it was just like, come on, bro.
Yeah, she said, I like to do my music, go shopping, go out to eat. That's pretty much it. Okay.
Right. Oh, it's like what is this, a fifth grade? What is this, a fifth grader book report? Seriously, I still remember that. Yeah, I was. You got to be the bad guy. So yes, you brought it up. But yeah, I didn't have to bring it up. I'm so happy.
Mm-hmm.
That is that is really their irky.
Philo was a good interviewer, even though he got on my nerves.
So, yeah, I have to say, yeah, that one. But you know what? If I can't, like, this was before this anniversary. if I count before the last anniversary, because it wasn't within this anniversary, before the last anniversary, you remember that one interview we had? That guy was extra boring. Goodness. Who was on the show? Was that just me and you, Nate? Or was that me and you, T?
So.
Yeah, oh, yes, because that dude was, oh, man, he gave us the same answer, too. I was like, yeah, y'all want to be on these shows, and then when it's time to be on the show, y'all got to know that we, you know, all this crazy, especially if you ask me, if you're one of those people that just don't just come on the show and enjoy yourself, and you ask me what kind of questions I ask, and I tell you, that's your chance right then and there to say, oh, I don't know if I'm ready. If you said to me, that's great. But don't be coming to me and you come to the show and I got to sit here and make you like a darn fool. Come here, I'm telling you. Come on here, do the interview, you dry as F. Like, it's not going to work. Because then you can hear the energy just depleting from us when those kind of interviews happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then y'all wonder why we don't do is we took a break for doing interviews a little bit because of that last one, man, I was poo from that. I was like, man, if I get another poo cheese person like that call in, I'm gonna lose it. And yes, y'all did just hear me say poo cheese. Goodness. Because that is the only word that can help describe what happened. But yeah, so yeah, that was yeah. Best interview, worst interview. I'm kind of putting the name out because you know I don't want to embarrass them, but y'all got archives. I can go listen back and see what was what, and figure it out for yourself. But yeah, so what we're gonna do now? We'll go ahead and do something we call the six. The six is a segment that we do on the show. We're doing it for a little bit now where we name a topic and we make a list of six based on that topic. So we call it the six. It's a simple list. And you got a special edition today for the six. And that is... So, please, just name one for each. I don't know how we do it. Each list item. What's something that you want to do different this leading to this year coming up? So, as we aim to make it to our 10th anniversary, what's some of the stuff you want to do? You want to see happen? Whip the show up in that time. So I'm going to go to let's go to T first. So T, number one.
I would say more people that know how to be in an interview, you know, not boring, but like pulling teeth.
Yes, I can agree. I can agree tenfold. Okay, okay. Strong number one. Nate number two.
Number two, I would say somebody that come prepared to do the show. Like, you know, you have an interview, so prep yourself. Like, I was prep yourself 2 hours before the show. Like, make sure you're prepared to be interviewed.
Yep. Number three, I'm going to say number three, I want to be able to, you know, have, you know, which we do a good job of that because, like, she's, like Nate talked about that paralegal, why am I having a problem saying the word right now? paralegals come on the show. We've had sleep doctors. We had psychologists, all kind of stuff. I wanted to have more guests like that as well on the show this year to kind of just continue, you know, because we have fun on here, but we also educate y'all as well. We talk about some real topics and, you know, having guests like that, you know, kind of help create a balance and, you know, empower you guys. So that's something I want to do too. Number three is that. T, number four.
Number four, I would say like have a variety of guests. Like not just artists, but you know, like authors and things.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, because we had some authors. I mean, I remember, just thinking of like all 9 years, we've had some great authors come through here, like Stephen Lavoisier, who is actually he's a New York bestseller. So he focuses on a lot of our relationship issues in his books and whatnot. And yeah, when he came in here, people. Well, the lines were going crazy. Oh, let me ask this a question. So, I agree. Like, the authors are dope, too. Not just the, I named the doctors, but yeah, the authors itself are pretty dope, too, to come through. Okay, Nate, number five.
Number five, I would say a live show with all three of us actually in one room.
I swear you took my number six. That was my number six, like a bug. I swear it was my number six. You and that man, that's great minds think alike.
Yes, great minds think alike.
I know. I want to so bad. Cause I think yeah, that would be funny. I don't know. I think the world would be funny.
Right.
Yes, I do. I really want to do that so bad. So, yeah, you never know, people. Especially Nate likes to go to Atlanta. T from Georgia. Never know. I might end up there. So, I just have to wait and see, shall we?
Right.
So yeah. So, y'all have to just wait and see. As y'all usually like to say at the end of the show, yeah, stay tuned. that leaves number six. So although number five or number six, I got another good one. I was prepared in case. I actually did not see that one coming. So. That was kind of like, wow. But my number six, I would say, is I definitely want people to feel more freely to call in more. Like, Yeah, I know a lot of times I don't answer lines because of all the crazies we get in sometimes. And, you know, or sometimes it's people calling in, but once they call in, they're scared to talk. I want more people who feel, they don't necessarily have to agree with us specifically. I want more people to feel free to call in and relax and, you know, voice your opinion. So, or, you know, celebrate with us, whatever. Whatever reason you want to. That's what I want to do. So definitely I want to be able to involve the listeners more in what we do. And so, you know, some of the stuff I did say I wanted to do better, and that kind of goes into this one, is, once I get it organized and getting it together and figure out how I want to do it, is, you know, we'll do – you know, we've done it. We've done kind of done tests of doing it, and it's done well. It did well. We just hadn't done it consistently. Is doing Facebook Lives after the show. So definitely, kind of pulling the curtain back for you guys is allowing, you know, we'll have like different versions of we'll do it. So yes. I would host a live 1 week, Nate would host a live 1 week, and then T would host it and keep going, you know, whatever. So, yeah, that's something I want to start doing, because then that's getting another aspect of us, you know, outside of a structured format, more crazy and being able to, you know, interact with you guys live, doing it in there, so... Yeah, that's one of the things I want to add to another element I want to add to what we do here. But yeah, so that is the six for this special edition on the 9th anniversary episode of Life It Does Live. We've got about 12 minutes left. Again, you want to call in, it's 347-202-0389. And ain't called by then? Oh, well, because we are in it on time today. Yeah, not going to keep us long. I did want to say this. And it's reiterated what I was kind of, the thing I've said a lot on the show, is just realizing that we don't take it for granted that people actually take the time out of their day, their busy schedules, and, you know, there's plenty, you know, because when I first started, you know, there were people laughed at the thought of podcasts, and now there's so many podcasts out, and yet, you know, the people who listen, you chose to listen to us, so you chose to listen to us out of all the podcasts that are out, that we don't take that for granted. We appreciate it so much. So, yeah, like, again, this was weird because when I started the show 9 years ago, I told people I was doing an online radio show, and they thought I was sounding crazy as heck. Oh, okay, well, online radio show, what's all this? Podcast, what is this kind of stuff? And then it just blew up more and more and more, and now that's like everyone's go-to is listen to podcasts more than listen to regular radio. So, I always tell people we would change, like, this would change how people's listening habits are, and we're not wrong. So, hey, you know, maybe it's Machiavellian to me, but I try to tell y'all ahead of time. So, yes, I thank you all so much for this all the time. You know that y'all have supported us in. Why we've had different celebrities come through as well, and we will be having more celebrities throughout the year. A lot of people don't get is I try to bring people who aren't necessarily celebrities because people who aren't celebrities don't always have a platform to speak on. And so that's what we try to do. We try to be that voice for the people who are going to be rising stars. So that's the whole point. Whoa, let's try to do something we do on every episode that we do. We do something called What's Going On, where we talk about what we got coming up. So own. And then I did not get into what we do on the weekend, so I'll get into that too. Nate, what do you have coming up for this week and weekend?
Y'all just got to stay tuned. Y'all seen I was in Miami. I didn't tell y'all I was going, though, but y'all see me in Miami. That video be coming out soon. I did a photo shoot on yesterday, so those pictures will be coming out soon. So, I mean, just got to stay tuned. I'm always working.
All right. T?
Well, I'm going to be chilling because it's going to be my spring break. So, yeah, I'm just going to relax.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Me and
Gil. Got all A's so far, so, you know, I'm going to relax.
So you're going to be good?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No.
Okay,
no.
But I said you can't.
Wait, this
you
weekend?
Cannot answer that question.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I am.
Yeah.
This weekend.
Try to get you to answer the question. If she sure was trying to dodge my question. Mm-hmm. Yes.
This weekend.
Thank
I
you
am.
Very
probably
much.
Not next weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So before I go to me, because I do both of mine back to back. Nate, what you know doing
wait.
This past weekend? What's up?
Oh, make sure y'all go check out maellekids.com. That's maellekids.com.
All right, I'm done. All right. Nate, what did you do this previous weekend? I did not ask at the top of the show.
Well, I did a photo shoot yesterday, like I said. I did drop a sneak peek of what I wore. So, like a purple thing. As y'all can see, I was wearing purple. If you see my Snapchat, you see my Instagram, or you see my Facebook, you see it was purple. Those pictures will be coming out real, real soon. That video that I did in Miami will be dropping soon as well. So, if y'all think that video was crazy that I did last time in Miami,
I want to
see this one.
T, what did you do this previous weekend?
Nothing. Just watching movies with Kayla. Y'all know.
Okay.
I don't do too much. Stay out the way.
All right. So I'm going to do what I did this weekend, and then I'll get my what's going on. So this weekend, I was actually, on Friday, I was, I want to say thank you Club Finesse for bringing me out, having me host. I was celebrating the show's anniversary there, and it was crazy. Oh, my goodness, beautiful women everywhere, Lord. Yes, we were celebrating all kinds of stuff, and B King was there. He's out of Houston, and man, he makes music, you know, that get ladies to, as the old folks would say, gyrate. So yes, and he has this bit that he does at his concerts out where he brings cucumbers. And girls have cucumber sucking contests. And that was happening. And, like, seeing it in person is crazy. Whoa, I saw this chick when she did that cucumber. I was like, woo, Lord, that cucumber was getting the business. I was like, Lord, Jesus, and that was all with that cucumber. But, yeah, so yeah, that was crazy. Crazy. And yeah, like it was funny because I don't want to pull Kurt back too much. But yeah, of course y'all know I've been telling you I've been losing a lot of weight. I've been losing quite a bit and gaining a lot of muscle. So like on Friday, I really found out how much strength I really have right now. And I'm definitely getting very strong. And this girl was dancing with me, and she did some trick, and I somehow was able to follow along that trick and did not slip. I was so lit. I was so lit. Like, she was, okay, she was dancing, whatever, dancing in front of me and all that good stuff. She did or dancing on me, I mean, it's very specific. And she threw one of her legs up in the air, landed into my hand, and threw her other hand against my hand, and she was throwing it back on me like that. I was like, whoa. So, yeah, that was just a little glimpse of what happened this weekend. That was crazy. That was crazy. So, yeah, and I also had a business meeting on Saturday. Ain't getting to all that. Just have to stay tuned and find out what's going on with that. But that's mainly what happened this weekend. As far as the next weekend, I got to look at my notes because I got to. Okay, so look at my notes because I got to make sure I do not mess this up. Give me a second because I'll get this. I want to make sure I get this address and stuff right. Yeah, I don't want nobody to go, oh, well, you ain't get it right, blah, blah, blah. All right, so coming up, I got to find it. There we go. 3901 West Arkansas Lane in Arlington, Texas. There will be a pop-up shop support different vendors by Ego Couture. Ego Couture pop-up shop, which also be having different vendors such as myself for Human Cannabis Magazine and my mother's company, J. Cole Designs. We will both be in attendance. My mom will be selling her custom handcrafted jewelry, and then I will be educating people on Human Cannabis Magazine. So, and also some of the other magazine products we have coming out, like Tied Up Magazine, and Everyday Fitness Magazine. The list goes on. So yes, that'll be some of the stuff we have coming up. And Tori just hit me up. She told me that was her on the line. I've been telling people, I don't know why they don't be pressing one. I did not be knowing. There we go. So I said I was going to bring the one on if I'm right at the end, but for this person, I went over the line because we brought them up specifically earlier. But hey, Tori, how you doing?
I'm good.
I had this feeling it was you. I was like, she ain't pressing one. I was like, goodness, I'm like, she ain't pressing one. And I was like, I answer that, and it'll be one of them crazies, and then that's going, and then I'm going to have to argue with them for 5 minutes. Oh, no, she, what just happened? Her line just dropped. Okay, what happened? What happened? Hold up. Okay, had that figure, oh, there she goes, okay. You back? Okay, hey, Tori.
Lord, we going to pray about this.
Yeah, we're going to pray about what in the world is going on. I was like, what is going on? Hello.
I have no idea.
But, yeah, we brought you up.
Well, I guess the
phone's
being crazy.
Yeah, I had brought you up earlier. We were talking about best interviews you've had, worst interviews you've had. Besides the content in itself, the numbers are good, everything, like, you had the, like, as far as for 2018, you've had the best interview we've done so far. So, yeah, you got to give yourself a hand for that one.
Thanks.
Niggas, you weren't boring, like, me and Nate. Like, it's always fun when I can just, when me and they and T just pass the time around, and we can just ask questions and just not have to go through a bunch of nonsense. And you was cool. You was like, you would answer the questions like nothing. And you can tell you were genuinely excited to be on the show. So, yeah, we were excited. I definitely have to say you were the, as far as reflecting, best interview we've had this year so far.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm always excited to be on the show. Definitely excited.
Yes.
I'm always ready for any topic.
So what was your so I guess I have to ask you this, like, what was the craziest memory for you of the episode that, you know, that takes you back and just makes you kind of like still chuckle to this day?
Whenever we were in the interview, or
yeah,
or was it? Oh Lord. When you said something about the crazies. Hold on, let me see. What is the most memorable? I want to say, you know, our friend from, where was it? What did it say? Mobile, Alabama, or was it Augusta or something?
Oh, the little crazy guy that called you a man or something like that?
Yes. That, to me, I know this doesn't seem like it's memorable, but I thought that was very funny. I really did, because for somebody to come out and really have the guts to say something like that. And it kept me on my toes.
Yeah, I thought that was like a personal hater you knew. I was like, what the heck does that mean?
No, I didn't even know. No, I barely know anybody. My circle is so small. It's so small. But I thought that was pretty interesting. And, like, most of our conversation, we were talking about anything and everything. And the whole show was memorable. It really was. Heck, I still have it on my page saved. That night, I do believe.
Yeah, that was stupid.
Special. But I loved it, though. I loved it. I enjoyed my time on the show, and I'm glad to actually be on the show again, even calling in.
Yeah, because you were that was fun, because I'd say, like, we get to ask you so much stuff, and you had also, I remember you told me before you got in the show, you was going to be a quiet, you was going to be a good little church mouse, and you forgot, you didn't realize the power that Nate and T and myself have.
Oh, man, yeah. Yeah, y'all brought me out my shell, so, you know. And I loved it. I really did.
Yeah,
I
that's what to do, you know. It's like releasing a Kraken when they come out. They're like, they gonna get it out of you.
He lying on me.
Oh, so you didn't just come because you didn't like get it right away, man. I mean, T, you on top? You trying to deny that?
No, I eased it in there.
Yeah, yeah, okay, mm-hmm, easy.
But I love the questions, though, that y'all ask, because remember that question y'all asked about how I was kind of, like, what was I doing next, and what was I going to do, and I didn't tell y'all, because I was like, I wanted to keep it a secret. I know you
have
been following
my
me.
Co-hosts do that all the time, ironically.
Like, I know you've been following me. I don't know if Team Melina's been following me. Like, or have you been checking out some of my stuff?
Yeah.
Recently?
And I watched your lives on Facebook, so yeah.
Oh, Lord. My crazy self. Mm. But you all know that I've gotten into a modeling agency called Diamond Class Agency, and it's based out of Charlotte. So that has been the upcoming thing as well, and I'm pushing forward with them. They've got a TV show out. They've got a TV show out now that is airing on CWTV every Sunday at 2:30. And it's mainly like how Diamond Class Agency does what they do. And I'm hoping that it continues on like every year, every season. This is the first time it's ever aired, and it's called Models in the City. So you guys have got to check that out. And hopefully you'll be seeing a whole lot more of me and a whole lot more of my team. I'm not only representing myself, I'm representing my team as well. So that's what has been going on lately.
Well, it's congratulations.
It's a big accomplishment.
Yes.
It's something new. Definitely something new.
Yeah, it's definitely, like, we all get to hear some of our guests up there from here, and, you know, they're leaving, they're still actually doing things, they're not just kind of, like, falling to the wayside, so it is great to kind of just always watch people who actually are doing stuff, so salute to them.
Right now on my page, I'm seeing her on Facebook too. So right now, like on my page, there has been this thing of whether I should go blonde or whether I should stay jet black. And I'm sitting over here like everybody's saying jet black, but I want to change my hair to blonde. But I don't know.
I say, ask them and do. Yeah, thank you. That's even better. I'm great suggestion to you. I wouldn't even think of that. I was gonna say just do it, but perfect example. Yeah, try a wig out with it and see if you like it, and then bam, like actually go all the way through with it.
Cause like I'm sitting over here. If y'all hear some bing bing bing, it's my computer. Everybody's been going crazy.
But now I say go ahead and do it because, you know, one thing is, like, you look at your port is you are afraid to go try different colors of your hair. So, you know, jet black, you know, that's something that you're used to doing. But, you know, I say go ahead and do it. I mean, it won't look, especially with your skin tone, it won't look weird on you.
Okay. I'm from the picture, it's like it does look definitely different, but I think it would look pretty good. I need to get tan though first because I feel like it might wash me out, maybe, but it all depends. I might have to put some honey
also,
in it.
You also not in, you know, you're not so blessed to be in the state as that was in a very hot temperature today. And I was about to get naked. It was so hot outside today. So, yeah, no. It was not able to be in the Texas heat in March. It's awesome.
Man, I love it. I love but I don't like 90-degree weather or 100-degree weather. I'd rather keep it in the 80s.
Then you better not come to the summer because it would hit that real quick. It's known it hit the hundreds often. Here in the summer, that's nothing. It's gonna be in the 90s. It's in the 90s easily, but it touches 100 often around here in the summer, especially July and August. Oh man, especially August. But anyways, we from here in the show, so we. Yeah, we decided to extend because we saw you was coming through. I was like, oh, hold on. I extended a little bit longer just for her. So, see, that's we treat you so special, man.
Oh, thank y'all. Thank y'all.
Yes, go ahead and let everybody know how they can stalk you.
Oh, all right. Definitely stalk me on Instagram at the_notorious_Marie. And you can also check me out on Facebook. Okay, of course, www.facebook.com/ToriMarieSimpson. I don't have Snapchat yet, so I'll figure that out later.
All right, well, there y'all go. We appreciate you for coming through, Tori, and celebrating our anniversary with us. It's our anniversary. Yes. Yeah, we end the show, man. Remind you, we end the show how we end the show every freaking show. We have been doing this since year one, and that is reminding you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a J, or well, there's a
T. Melina. I don't know where name
or
is.
I don't know for name. Are you, there is a way. You tune in to another episode of Life at the Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddy J, and your girl,
T. Melina.
In a seduction.
And thank you, Tori, for coming through. We appreciate you. And
hi, the
listeners, we appreciate y'all too. All right, so we are out, y'all. Thank you for 9 years. Let's make it 10. All right, we out. Peace.
Peace.